Falcon fans, welcome back. Welcome back. D-Block, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good? Everything good? Great week of practice. Hey, I promise you, every week, I promise you, bring a surprise. This week, surprise got even bigger.
We told you.
Probably the biggest surprise ever.
We told you. You knew it was going to happen now.
We need a little discipline. Sometimes need a little discipline in D-Block.
Bring the warden.
Keep things in order. Keep things in line. So I figured I'd reach out and go get the warden.
Yes,
sir. The warden of D-Block.
Yes, sir.
Just in case things get a little loose. No more introduction needed. Warden, bring yourself on in here. I think y'all might know this guy here.
What's up, coach?
Oh, hey, Coach.
Hey, Steve-O.
Hey,
Big Nick.
Good to see you, Coach.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
See you.
Hey, Warden, man.
Hey,
Warden, man.
Hey,
Warden.
Yeah. Coach, welcome to D-Block, man.
I'm glad to be here, guys. I've been watching from afar for many episodes.
Okay.
Looks like you guys have a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, we try to.
We got something for you. You reach down there and get your soda if you want.
I got to get my Gatorade.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good.
First of all, we want to say thanks. We want to say thanks for you allowing us to do this. You know, each Friday afternoon, fans. Y'all thank us, but this is what we need to be thanking here.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know what I mean, guys?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Keep it real now. We keep it real.
Well, as you guys know, you went in the locker room first, and the D-Block has been an integral part of why we have so much fun and have the success that we have. You know that, guys. You guys have all kinds of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, I'm going to give you a couple questions, then I'm going to probably let the guys have at you a little bit. Keep it clean. Keep it smooth.
Keep it relaxed.
Just be yourself, Coach, you know. First of all, I know the head coach have a lot of titles, motivator, teacher, sometimes father figure, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Each week going into the game, what would you say is your biggest, you know, your biggest duty or your biggest thing you're trying to get to the players or reach to the players?
Well, I think the most, as you guys know, is having everybody have the right attitude. And sometimes we have to have attitude adjustments. And
keep it real, coach.
I think that's the biggest thing, and always to be positive. As you guys know, we're about being positive and having the right, you know, the right mental mindset. And I think that's the biggest thing. You know, we've had other guys come through here. You've had a chance to talk with some of the other coaches. You know, they get their things done. And what we got to do is we got to make sure that we're just right at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
There we go. D-Block. Y'all got anything?
Yeah, Coach, don't get out. Just come in extra time.
Coach, just let people know where you're from originally. You being a Florida guy, man. Just let people know where at in Florida. Just let them know, Coach. They from the crib.
Yeah, I'm not too far from where you're from, Steve.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not too far. Just down the road.
Down the road.
You know, grew up in Ormond Beach, Ormond by the Sea.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. And you know, got 8 brothers and sisters, oldest of 8, so I've been a father for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, big family. It's all fun, you know. And as you guys know, when that happens, games like this, it gets a little expensive.
Yeah. So if you're not getting a ticket from us this week, it's not personal, family members. It's not personal. It's a business decision.
We love y'all.
It's a business decision.
Talk about, you know, the road you took to get here. You know, it's a lot of college guys that get done playing ball. They're doing their graduate assistants right now, and they're probably wondering, you know, what they can do to be in your shoes, in your position. So, you know, speak on that.
Well, Robert, it's a long road. Spent many years coaching college football, but I think the big thing for anybody that wants to be a coach is wherever you're at, try to just do the best you possibly can. You know, don't be worrying about the next job. Make sure that you do the job that you have the right way, and if you do that, you're going to get an opportunity. But if you want to coach, you got to start somewhere. And most of the time, as you know, just like in this league, it's a ladder that you have to go up. Yeah.
Kind of take it off the field a little bit. You know, when you get a little time off the field, some of the things you like to do. You know, we had a couple other coaches over here say that. Yeah, they say
they.
You got a
mean
golf game.
Everybody talking about you now.
We got ranking pretty good, Coach.
Who said I'm pretty good?
Oh, they're Ray.
Ray. Okay. Well, you know.
You know you're the warden, so I know they had to throw your name.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, but you know what they say about golf? All bets are won on the first tee. Yep, that's right. Ray's trying to get more strokes the next time we play. Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. I enjoy fishing. That's one of my favorite things to do. I love to fish. I don't get to do it but maybe five or six times a year. But I love to go out in the mountains here in Georgia and fish for trout. Yep.
Well, you know, I do my homework. You know, I learned that from you a long time ago.
Back in our Duval days, you got to do your homework. You got to study, you know what I mean? So we got a couple pictures here. Coach, you...
First, I don't have my glasses on.
I think I noticed a pair right over here. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you can just speak on that before we do a little close up on it, you might want to just speak on it and let us know where your mind frame was at right there. Is that you? Which one is that you, Jaco?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay.
That's
me. Yeah. Show the guys.
That's on the board right there.
We got a
board right there. He's on the board right
there,
man.
That's what you got, Coach.
This right here, when I see this, this take me back last Sunday. I see, you know what I mean? Just won the game. Big game.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, I do my homework a little.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do your homework, guys. You guys got that.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
That's you?
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Check it out,
9-2.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
9-2.
Yeah,
Coach, that's a line. LB, right? That's why we brought you on D-Block.
Yeah, we got you on D-Block.
Yes, sir.
Check him out now.
Check it back.
You see it? 9-2, baby.
D-Block, y'all got anything for Coach, man?
Go ahead, bro. I was watching it was a special on Ray the other day. I guess it was in 2009 you guys recorded it, and it was the coaches that was his position coach. In the past, and all you guys are head coaches now. You know, I saw a picture that you was out there on the sled. You had the mustache, Coach. Now, since I met you, I ain't never seen nothing on your face. But let's talk about the mustache a little bit, Coach. When you let it go?
I let it go the year that we were in the Super Bowl. Yep. Funny story. I was about half asleep early in the morning and had my clippers on and didn't have the right thing and just went zip and it went off. So that was it. Okay. Yeah, it was gone. Okay. So that's how I got rid of it.
All right.
But you know, back then that was the thing to have.
Yeah,
the mustache.
Because we had Coach Pat Hill on here, and you know, he got the little mustache.
We was trying
to figure if we gonna hold him down and tie him down and cut it off or. You know, maybe Super Bowl night after we win it, you know, whatever, you know, we'll, you know, trim it up for him a little bit. So, I just want to touch on that.
Yeah, that'll be cool right there.
D-Block, y'all got anything else for the war? That's it?
Got something there. I ain't got nothing.
We appreciate you having you on, man. We appreciate you listening.
You guys have done a great job. Thank you, done a great job in this locker room. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on, Coach. Good to see you.
You got it, guys.
Good to see you,
Coach.
Pat, right now.
Good job, man. Soccer fans, you got it. We finally got the warden on D-Block, you know what I mean? So all the loose ends have been tied up, you know what I mean?
Hey, Falcon fans. I'm here with D-Block, man. I went and did a little homework, guys. Mm-hmm. I noticed. The noise. Just to show that we really appreciate the 12th man. This is the meter right here. That's the chart. Check it out, guys. That's the chart.
That's the chart,
right? Zoom in on that.
That's what you call turn up.
Oh. But you notice the record? 117. You see the year? You see the year on that? 2011. We can do better than that, fans.
Hey, man, that's my rookie year.
Yeah, we can do a lot better than that. 117.9.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
We need to turn it up.
We need that.
We
shoot for 118.
Hey, turn up, bro.
I think the knob broke. Shout out to Jeezy, man.
Turn up, man.
I think the knob broke, man. And hey, we got the tools, man. We need to turn up in there, man. Yes, sir.
What you saving it for?
I took pictures and all, man. Give them this up to
you. See two pictures?
There we go.
Get a people, what they?
Turn up, bro.
Get there early, man. Turn it up.
Where going? Mm-mm.
Falcon fans, welcome back. Another show at D-Block. D-Block, what's up, man?
We out here, baby. What's up? I'm with the block, man.
No, we ain't block.
Chill.
Great week of work. Playoff game. Championship game.
Go eat, baby.
Huh? About that time, huh?
Go eat, baby.
About that time, man. You know what I mean? Hey, Deuce, what's up, buddy?
What's up, baby?
All right. Hey, another week of D-Block. This week, we're bringing the guy on. He's been on before. We actually need to come up with a nickname for this guy, man. We need to come up with a nickname. I don't know. I've been bouncing a couple things around. The closer. Clutch, man. Mr. Clutch.
Grumpy.
Grumpy.
Yeah, the meanest guy I know, man.
Angry kicker.
Homer. Angry man.
Hungry. Buff. You know he worked out a lot.
Yeah.
Big
the
man.
Last, man.
Big man.
Big man.
Like you the big man or something.
The foot. Big foot.
Boot, man.
The big boot. Foot.
Yo, man.
So we'll come up with it. We'll let the fans, we'll let the fans come up with it.
Yeah.
I guess y'all know who I'm talking about, man. I'm going to bring them on in the D block. My main man, Matt Bryan. What's up, baby?
What's up, man?
Welcome to D block, man.
Come on in,
man. Welcome back to D block.
Strong. My dog.
Hold that thing close, man.
It's working out, man. It's only right, man. We got him.
There you go.
Man.
Take some
seat,
man.
Have a seat, bro. My main man.
Matt Bryan, baby.
It's only right. Go. It's only right we bring in the D block, man.
No, we got something for you, man.
Man, you
reach
down
there and get your
shoulder.
Reach in there and get your
shoulder.
Go
help yourself out,
good,
bro.
Good for
you, guys. I'll serve for later.
Raked up pretty good.
Hey, let's get right into it. I don't want to waste no time. Let's get right into it, man. Because you know what I mean? This is, I put this on the same level as a Michael Jordan clutch shot.
Yeah.
End of the game, Magic Johnson, find the right guy.
Celebration.
I'm going to put it on that same level there. I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to toot your horn a little bit, bro. I'm going to put it on that level.
Yeah,
but before you talk about that, tell me what's going through your mind of a kicker when, you know, we complete the pass to Harry Douglas, complete another pass to Tony G.
Keep it clean now.
What's going through your mind? You know, talk to me. Let the people know.
I would say probably what set up the whole deal was, you know, whenever they scored the touchdown to go ahead, you know, it seemed like we had a pretty big task ahead of us. For whatever reason, the very first thing that came to my mind was week three or week four, where it was against Carolina, where we had to go 99 yards in like 40 seconds. Right. We didn't have any timeouts.
Right.
So it was like, you know what? We've done this before. So in a situation like that, obviously, we know the kind of cloud that's hanging over our head with our luck in the past.
Right.
And I want to remind the offense that, you know what? We've done this before, you know, to spark something. If they even needed it.
So
that was in my head the whole time where I'm kicking in the net as, you know what, we've done this before. We've done this before. And so, but as I'm kicking into the net, the main thing I'm thinking of is just I've got to keep my head down, kick through the ball, you know, down and through is what I always tell myself. So, you know, and you're feeling the emotions, you're feeling the adrenaline, you're feeling, you know, you're feeling the game. But once you step across that white line, it's like, it's almost kind of like a white noise. Everything kind of goes away. And you just kind of do your thing.
I'm gonna be honest. You know, I'm a guy. I'm an emotional guy. And in the heat of the battle, in the heat of the moment, I like to look at my guys. I'm gonna be honest. I took a peek, to see what your vibe was. It was that same even keel. You was.
Look at me, man.
Looking, you walking around like you mad at somebody, you know, you mad at the world. That same. And I felt confident. I said, if we get it, then I went to the special team coach. Shout out to the special team coach.
Strong.
And asked him,
run.
Where do we
run.
Need to be? Yeah. What's the good. Ideal, you know, mark the ball need to be for you to make the kick? Once he told me, and I took a glance back and I seen you, I knew it was money. You know, but another thing I want to get on before I let the guys have at you. You know, do you hear the crowd noise? Do you see the distractions? Do you see the guys on the other side? Or do you just go into this room and just, I don't know, explain that to me. I'm not a kicker, never been a kicker, man. So I want to come to your world and see.
I mean, during the game, obviously, you hear the crowd and you hear the excitement and everything that goes along with it. But like I was saying earlier, whenever you get, for whatever reason, whenever you cross that line, something just kind of, everything just kind of switches off. And you try to get... You try to get in this mindset where I'm so intense on what I got to do as far as keep my head down and kick through the ball. I find a target up in the stands, and, you know, that's the only thing I'm thinking about is putting this ball wherever that target is that I found up there. And but no, you don't hear anybody if anybody's mouthing. You don't hear anybody mouthing.
Okay.
You don't hear the fans. You don't hear any of that stuff. I mean, like I said, it's almost kind of like a white, you know, white noise, where it's just me going to my plant foot and kicking the ball, letting whatever happen.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I take a special dude, man.
Oh yeah, man.
Special dude. D block.
Man, talk about the celebrations though. You know, after the kick. I mean, you go back to the emotions, man. You know, we seen it early in the year. We seen it after this game. Just talk about your celebration though.
Well, you know. It's like, you know, some of the stuff, you know, talking, doing some of the interviews, whenever, you know, they asked, you know, what does it feel, you know, how was it, what are you thinking about, all that stuff. You know, for me, I'm just thinking about the kick. But obviously, probably subconsciously, there's a lot of other things going on. I mean, like I said, I normally don't celebrate too much, but you know, you see after that kick, you know, something came out. So, you know, deep down inside, whatever I was trying to hide or kind of put to the side for a little bit, you know, the spontaneous realizing like what just happened, I think I think came out. So it, you know, it's okay. You know, that's just kind of part of it.
I like it. You know, that's real. We call that real. Yeah, yeah. It's real.
So you swing with the same power, whether it's a 10-yard field goal or 50-yard field goal, is the same? Is everything the same? Or
yeah, because that way, because whenever you know, you're going to play how you practice and whatever it is that you do. So whether I'm kicking an extra point, you know, which from the 10-yard line, or I'm kicking a 49-yard to win it. Or, you know, if I have to go out there and try to kick a 60-yarder, I want everything to be the same every time because I only practice one way. And if I practice, you know, I don't practice, okay, if it's a 30-yard field goal, I'm just going to swing like this. Or if it's a 50-yard field goal, then I'm really going to swing like this. I want everything to be the same all the time because that's the way when I'm practicing. If I miss it, then I know how to correct it one way. Whereas if you try to swing three different ways, then you got to try to figure out three different kind of corrections. So I want everything to be the same every time.
I got a question. I got another one, man. When Seattle called a timeout, and you had a chance to get you a little free kick, as we call it. You know, what's going through your mind? Did you? Because to me, it looked like you was just, this is my tester. You knew it was your tester, and you just swung a little bit. But I knew, okay, he got more. He got it. He just tested out.
Well, that's my fault. On my approach to the ball, I actually messed up my approach a little bit. I went a little bit too soon, okay, so my timing was off. So yeah, the kick wasn't really a real kick. Okay. Whenever I kicked it and then went to the right, I was like, you know, whatever. That's not even real. That don't even count.
Right.
So you know, I was good with that.
Okay.
Man, I want to talk about it. Man. What is your workout, man? Because, I mean, your traps and your lats.
I mean, if you look up top, you got something going.
I mean, when you get ready to kick the ball, your arms are...
You flex on them a little bit.
You get a little big man.
Your lats. I mean, just tell me about your workout, man.
For the young kickers out there, man.
I do the same thing you guys do.
That's what he doing that thing, man.
That's it, man.
What's up?
Strongest kicker in the league.
In the league, you heard it right here, man. Yes. Shout out to Finn, man. Get up, son.
Yeah. Shout out. I see him with the plates on.
Get up.
Yeah,
man. D-block. Okay, let's get on into it. You know, I know the guys want to touch on it.
Yeah, got
you. Let's get on this, you know, your demeanor. You walk around like you got a little linebacker in you, like you're angry with somebody. You know, you're just mad.
Let's
let it out, man. Let's let it out.
It's on the block, baby.
You need us
first and foremost. We just want to let you know that we love you.
We here for you, man.
We like having you around here.
We here for you, man.
Somebody here you mad at? You need D-Block to go take care of some business?
No, I'm good. Mad. I'm good. Yeah.
You don't know. It's just you.
You know, it's just kind of, I guess. I'm not mad all the time. No.
Really?
Not all the time.
Probably because I'm thinking about this and that. I'm constantly. I mean, there's times where I'm walking around and I'm imagining a kick that may be coming on this, you know, this weekend type deal.
But you mad about it?
He's mad at that ball.
Is it all the meeting time, all the idle time that you have at work sometimes?
Yeah, some of this meeting time. I'm going to have to have a talk with Keith about that. You know, sometimes it almost feels like I play better if somebody angers me a little bit.
It's a linebacker, man.
Sometimes I have to anger myself, I feel like.
There you go. That's a linebacker, man.
So you just stay mad. I got it.
D-Block.
Chip on the shoulder.
Any other sport you play, man, let the fans, get the fans a little insight on you, man.
I like to play golf. Plays, you know, as much as I can. Don't get a chance to play too much with 16-month-old twins running around.
Congrats.
I actually went to baseball in college on a baseball scholarship.
Okay.
Catcher.
Okay. See, now, yeah. Let's start.
Okay.
But I see you got, I noticed you got, you know, your hand size. I'm looking at your hands there. What?
Oh, that's a okay. Medium.
What, medium?
Nah, that's small.
No, what's my size? Glove size?
Yeah.
Do you have gloves?
Hold your hand up. Let me see, sir. Yeah, that's all right, B. My brother.
Do you like to look good when you're out there? I mean, like, is you in there with the equipment guys asking for a special, you know, look? Is it
comfort? For me. I tried to switch around and do a few things, but I went back to my same old shoe that I've been using the last couple of years just because it felt more comfortable.
Yes, sir. Comfort is the best.
Okay, man, you know we like the kids, man. So, you know, let's get back to your
twin,
younger days.
Man.
Let's get back to your younger days. Was you always a kicker? Or just give us a little insight on how did it all start,
man.
Y'all
finna find out something now.
We got some inspiring kickers out there, man.
No, I played... You know, I played linebacker.
Oh, there we go. That's why we keep bringing your own.
All the way up through, up into high school.
And then you became a kicker?
Well, no, I always kicked. So the funny thing about it, if you look at some old high school pictures, is I had the big neck roll. I had elbow pads. I had my Newman gloves on.
Newman.
Old school.
But you would see pictures of me kicking, and I had, you know, the LT face mask.
Okay.
But I was out there kicking, so it was, you know, you don't want a lot of stuff on you.
Right.
But, like, I was a linebacker kicking was my, you know, I got, when I was getting letters from colleges, now I knew there was nobody that wanted me to come play linebacker. Mm-hmm. So, I'd fill out the special teams part of it, but I'd also go and fill out the linebacker
just
part.
Just in case.
But,
I
enjoyed playing the game. Once I went into my first year in college, I kind of felt like, you know, a duck out of water because, you know, everybody's out there running around butting heads a little bit, and all I could do was just go out there and kick. But, it is what it is. And, I had fun. I had fun playing linebacker.
What year is it for you, man?
This is number 11.
Let the fans know.
This is number 11 for me. I got kind of a late start. A little bit of my story was, you know, I graduated in 98, and I gave myself 4 years out of college to try to make it. And so I kind of put my life on hold, you know, to kind of achieve the dream. And going into my fourth year, so in 2002, I finally got a call with the Giants. So for that 4 years, I worked in a pawn shop.
Tell them about the pawn shop.
I worked in a pawn shop, and then I would go on my lunch break and kick, for an hour or two during the season, always waiting on that phone call. And then so I did that for 4 years, and finally I got the phone call. 11 years later, here I am.
So what you're saying is you took a different path. You put in a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And now look at it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had a plan, you know, 4 years. And if it didn't, and luckily I got the call in the fourth year, because if I didn't get that call, then I'd probably, obviously I'd be doing something else.
Really, it comes out on the field.
All right, D-Block. Hey, man. Hey, we know we get a kickers a hard time, man. We pick on y'all. We throw tape at y'all sometimes, man. But, hey, we appreciate y'all, man. You know what I mean?
We know you don't like the D-Block music.
Oh, hold on for a minute. We got you coming in right now. We're going to give you an intro.
We're going to give you like D-Block music.
We're going to give you an intro.
We're going to
give you an intro.
We ain't stopping. We're going to keep playing what we play over here.
We're going to give you an intro real quick.
I got to go get my massage.
All right, man. We'll see you, man.
Hey, we in D-Block, man. You know, when you're in D-Block,
anything
liable to happen. You might have to see anybody come through the locker room. Hold on, let me catch somebody. Hey, Rich!
Hey, Rich!
Come here.
Let the people know, baby.
Hey, D-Block. See who I got here, man?
Who that,
man? You know who that is, man.
He called him Big Time Rich, man. He should have been on D-Block, but I just caught him running through the locker room. You know what I mean? Give him a title. Give the fans your title, man, just in case they don't know.
Vice President of Football Communications.
There you hear that? There you hear that?
President part, baby.
Yes. Hey, we know you got a busy schedule, but we just want to show you a little love. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
You take care of D-Block, so we got always.
D-Block was on ESPN. D-Block is fantastic, going worldwide.
Okay, appreciate it, man.
Worldwide on D-Block.
There we go. There we go.
Worldwide.
President.
There we go.
Hey,
President.
Hey, President. Hey, right here, man.
Visual.
Man. Oh, that's what
Good. Terrible. He good.
So come on, people, jump up the side. Jump up the side. Jump up the side.